This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Mr. Pat Forty. Pat, hope you're doing good this morning, brother. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Happy to.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you in a couple weeks, and I want to rewind for just one second. There's a number of things going on in college football right now that we'll get to, but the college football playoff field, were you okay with it? Did you have any issues with some of the teams that got in, or, you know, for the most part, do you think the committee got it correct this year?
I probably would have had Notre Dame in and Alabama out. I realize it was a really tough decision. I think that, you know, you had three teams that were very comparable and somebody had to go. So I don't think it was like this terrible injustice that Alabama got in and Notre Dame was left out. I wouldn't have cried like Notre Dame did for days afterwards. But the thing I really don't understand how Alabama could have moved up after the Auburn game and then not dropped at all after losing the SEC championship game by 3 touchdowns. Even if you keep them in the field, I would have moved them down to the last at-large spot.
Pat, what do you think about teams being punished or not punished for playing in the championship games based with the playoff and how that goes? We saw SMU not get punished last year and obviously Alabama not punished this year.
Well, SMU did drop 2 places after losing on a 56-yard field goal on the last play of the game, not by 3 touchdowns. So there was a penalty for losing that. They didn't drop out, but they did drop 2 spots. So, you know, I think every game you play should matter. And if you look, I wrote the SEC championship game was a meeting that could have been an email. It didn't matter at all. Georgia didn't move up. Alabama didn't move down. Why'd you even play it? So, I've never been a huge fan of championship games, conference championship games. I think they do tend to basically be double jeopardy for the teams that lose. But if you play them, I think they do have to count.
Pat, I want to shift over to the Heisman for a moment because I saw you write that you would have liked a 5-man ballot this year with 2 winners. What made the voting so murky for you this year?
Well, I just thought there were a lot of really deserving people. So the four finalists, I would have liked to vote for them. And then also Jacob Rodriguez, the linebacker for Texas Tech. Incredible defensive unit, and he forced 11 turnovers on his own. 7 forced fumbles, 4 interceptions. Just an incredible playmaking season for him, and he led him in tackles too. So I would have liked to have seen him, you know, get in there, at least go to New York. And then I had a hard time deciding between Pavia and Mendoza. And I was probably leaning Pavia until I watched in person Mendoza make those huge plays to win the Big Ten championship game. So I tilted that way, and now I'm glad I did, because I'm really, frankly, turned off by Pavia's response to finishing second. It was a very sore loser response from him.
I actually had the same reaction too. I was like, man, I'm kind of glad he didn't win at this point, knowing how it turned out in an alternate reality. Pat Forty hanging out with us. He's a senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Pat, a ton of things going on this week and last week, obviously in college football. We haven't even got to the actual playoff matchups yet, but curious to get your take on Sherrone Moore, the firing, all the just insane headlines that have come from that. Who do you think might land at Michigan, and how important do you think it is that Michigan gets this hiring in place before that January transfer portal window opens up?
Well, yeah, they might have the single most attractive transfer on the market if they don't. If it's been Bryce Underwood, you know, is the number one player in the class of 2025 and had a good year as a true freshman starting at quarterback for them. Not, you know, transformative year, but a good year, and you could see the talent there and why people are so excited about him. As far as who gets it, you know, assuming Kalen DeBoer is indeed out, which it sounds like he is, although he had a hard time just simply declaring that yesterday. Jed Fish's name certainly has popped up pretty prominently. I don't think they're going to look at anybody from the Harbaugh coaching tree, like a Jesse Minter, who's his defensive coordinator with the Chargers and had been in that role at Michigan. I think they're ready for a clean break from the Harbaugh era at this point. So, you know, where else could people come from? I would look around the NFL a little bit more. Matt Campbell probably wishes the ink weren't dry on his Penn State deal. And I do wonder, you know, when that was getting finalized, there was a little bit of a hitch. It took a little while. I suspect that word that Moore was in trouble was circulating in early December, and people were starting to line things up for if that opens, what's going to happen.
Well, one more before we get to the playoff. The news of Lagway in the portal down in Gainesville, it's just feels odd. Summer all goes down there, and the top recruit from the Billy Napier class is now heading somewhere else. What do you make of that?
You know, I don't know, other than whatever Summerall told him wasn't what he wanted. So, you know, players like to move nowadays. So coaching changes only that sort of transience. And we didn't have this year. So maybe just be thinking, I want a fresh start, a change of scenery. Too much toxicity maybe. The fans are on me. You know, I want to go somewhere else. And he didn't like what Summerall's plan was gonna use him, I would take.
Where do you think DJ Lagway would be a good fit?
Oh boy, you know, wouldn't be shocked. I mean, like Auburn or something like that. You know, I think that there's plenty of places that need quarterback help. You know, I think it's going to be a market in that area. I think everybody saw Lane Kiffin retweet the news that DJ Lagway was transferring. I don't know whether LSU would be a place for him or not, but I'm sure there were several spots in the SEC that would love to bring him in.
On the college ball playoff this weekend now, Pat, I'm curious to get your take on it. Obviously, we focus on some of the SEC teams down here in Atlanta, but who do you think really got a good draw in terms of, you know, the bracket? We focused on Georgia. I think Bama probably has a good first-round matchup with Oklahoma. They probably should have won the game a month ago and did not. What do you think really got a nice path in terms of the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, in terms of just first round, I agree. I mean, like Mississippi, I was wondering how much the coaching impact could be negative for them, but then they drew a Tulane team. They've already known whose coach is leaving. So, in terms of first round matchups, I would I would be happy if I were Mississippi. I wouldn't be happy about the second round. But there's that. And then, you know, I think Oregon should beat James Madison. I'm one of those that thinks James Madison is pretty good, and I think 21.5-point spread might be a little high. But still, Oregon should win that game, and then you get Texas Tech, and as good as Texas Tech has been, we'll see if they're ready for the playoff. They've never played on a stage like that. This group hasn't. So, you know, are they ready for the step up? And Oregon wasn't last year. Oregon came out and got trucked by Ohio State, but probably learned a lot from that and theoretically will be more prepared this time around. So I kind of like where Oregon's sitting as well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Miami, Texas A&M game. First off, Texas A&M probably had the worst draw of everybody. They lose one game, the last game of the year, and they get Miami. And then if they beat Miami, you got to play Ohio State. And if they were to get by that, they got to play the winner, most likely Georgia Ole Miss. So not necessarily an easy draw, but that game could be kind of a little bit of a heavyweight battle in the trenches between Texas A&M and Miami.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I mean, I kind of like Miami in that spot. I think Texas A&M, they did get a tough draw, and I didn't think they finished the season very well. You know, obviously they got badly outplayed in the second half by Texas. They got badly outplayed in the first half by South Carolina, nearly ruined their season in that game. So want to see them show up and be able to play 60 minutes because I think they're going to need to. As you pointed out, Miami is very good on both lines of scrimmage. And Carson Beck can be kind of a box of chocolates guy. You never know what you're going to get. But when he's playing well, he's good. And Malachi Toney is a really good receiver. And, you know, I expect that to be a very good game. And right now I would take the Hurricanes.
Pat, you always bring us a plethora of knowledge, my friend. Always appreciate you hanging out with us. Hope you have a good week.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you. Yeah.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.